Incumbent Republican Andy Barr and challenger Josh Hicks traded jabs in a fast-paced, contentious debate that often veered into shouting matches. He likes to talk. The candidates rehashed a number of disputes that have, until now, been reserved for attack ads, including an ongoing back and forth over coverage for pre-existing conditions. Hicks, a Democrat, accused Republicans of failing to propose their own solutions, while Barr said the Affordable Care Act isn't the only option.
And they don't have a plan. There's no plan to replace this. They just want to get rid of it. And that's what's so harmful to see from someone who calls himself a public servant, is that someone would sell us out to health insurers, to corporations, to all of these things, and then go and do their bidding in Washington, D.C.
They think the only way you can protect people with pre-existing conditions is to support a law that doubled and tripled premiums, that forced people to lose their choices of doctors, that hurt the very people who struggle with pre-existing conditions.
Several themes continually resurfaced throughout the hour-long debate. Barr stressed his work on bipartisan legislation and sought to tie his opponent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while Hicks frequently cast Barr as a career politician who has failed to deliver on promises. While little time was spent on common ground, both expressed confidence in Kentucky's compromise voting plan, which will enable each candidate's supporters to vote early, absentee, or on Election Day. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.